Welcome to Ask the Expert with noted radio host Steve Sleeper. Each week, Steve interviews entrepreneurs and professionals and shares their intriguing stories of success and service. Now, here's radio veteran Steve Sleeper.
Our guest today is Brad Boyum with Boyum Law Firm in Omaha. He's an estate planning and elder law attorney. Brad, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, Steve?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for asking. Hey, tell me a little bit about yourself and your firm.
Well, a little bit about myself. I grew up in North Dakota, and I've been down here down in Omaha about 20 years. So opened a law firm in end of 2008, beginning of 2009, and the focus of my practice is estate planning, probate, and Medicaid law, so everything surrounding planning and distributing your money when you are unable to do it yourself, whether through death or incapacitation.
So, okay, so what is estate planning?
Estate planning is just a writing down your plan of how you want your memories and money passed on to your loved ones. So a general estate plan has a will, a power of attorney, a healthcare power of attorney, and a living will. Those are the general documents people use, and oftentimes people will have a living trust, which is a more advanced or detailed document than a will that details how you want your money spent if you're not able or around to tell someone how you want your money spent.
Okay. And you mentioned probate. Talk about that.
Probate is the court proceeding that happens after someone passes away to distribute your estate to your loved ones, you know, oftentimes the spouse, kids, that sort of thing. One of the main purposes of probate is to transfer title to your assets. So if someone passes away and they own a house, obviously they're not there to sign the deed to transfer the asset onto the next person. The probate court names someone who has the authority to do that. In Nebraska, it's called the personal representative. It's commonly known as the executor, but that person is then in charge of transferring all the property that someone owns onto their loved ones who are either named in their will or governed by the laws of Nebraska. So it's an actual court case. It takes, you know, 5 to 6 months to go through the whole thing. At a minimum, can be longer if it's a more complicated estate. So,
now, can you avoid probate if you have a will, or how does that work?
Well, in Nebraska, we are one of the few states that has a state-level estate tax, or it's actually a county-level estate tax, death tax. So you can't fully avoid probate, so there has to be some tax documents filed. But if you have a living trust, you can avoid a vast majority of probate. And the reason that you are able to do that, the legal procedure that actually takes place, is when you have a trust, your trust is the owner of your property, and you, while you're alive, you just happen to be the one who controls the trust, and you're the beneficiary of the trust. So when you pass away, the owner, as I mentioned earlier, the main purpose of probate is to transfer assets. But when you have a trust, the owner of your assets is the trust, and so when you pass away, the owner is still there, so there's no need to transfer ownership, so it skips over probate.
Oh, okay.
For the most part.
Okay, I see, yeah. Okay, now elder law, tell me about that. What's that?
Elder law deals with it's kind of a niche area of estate planning. It deals specifically with obviously older people, but people that are dealing with Medicaid and nursing home and that sort of stuff, so everything around elder law hovers around Medicaid laws and laws dealing with nursing homes and getting into nursing homes and things like that. So that's where elder law comes into play. There's a lot of overlap with writing an estate plan in elder law, but it's just done for a very specific reason to help people qualify for Medicaid or to at least plan if they might possibly need to go on Medicaid, where they can go into a nursing home and things like that.
So
I would describe it as a niche area of estate planning.
Yeah, okay. Do you know, that long-term care thing and all that, you know, nursing home and Medicare. I mean, do people plan for that, or do you get a lot of emergency calls, like, you know, dad just went in the nursing home, or what happens there?
Yeah, there's a fair number of calls. not so much, you know, it, a lot of times there's a little bit of leeway. It's, you know, not more than a month or so. Like, we're, you know, mom is on the verge of having to go in nursing home. Is there anything we can do? What are the steps we need to go through to, if it's a situation where they might want to go on to Medicaid, what nursing homes are available to them, how long they would have to private pay for long-term care. Some of the older long-term care insurance policies, which, not that they're unavailable, they're just very, very expensive now, are very good policies. So if someone has those, they're generally in pretty good shape. But there's a lot of very fact-specific things that go into deciding what someone should do regarding long-term care and Medicaid and how those two intersect. So,
okay, so you mentioned long-term care insurance and Medicaid. Are those the options for paying for long-term care, or what do you do?
Well, insurance is an option, and now the life insurance companies and the insurance guys will get mad at me, but I call it a long-term care rider, that you can have a life insurance policy that you can actually use as a long-term care policy, where you essentially buy down your or use your death benefit money as, you know, payment on long-term care. So it's not a use it or lose it type of thing like the old long-term care policies were, that if you didn't use it, that money was gone. This is technically a life insurance policy with a long-term care provisions built in. The other options are, obviously, you can just pay for it out of your own pocket, or you know, last option is Medicaid, which is a state federal level help to pay for long-term care and health insurance, I guess, that sort of stuff.
So what happens if I've used up my my assets then? Was it, do we go on Medicaid, or is that the deal? Or,
yeah, so if you spend all of your assets, and there are specific provisions that each state governs, you would apply to the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services to go on Medicaid, and they have their applications and things like that. They go through the full application asking, you know, if you've made any large gifts within the last 5 years that are out of your normal gifting. You know, obviously, if you give your kids $500 a year every Christmas, that's a normal ongoing gift. But if you're giving large sums of money to your kids, is how it generally goes, you know, just to qualify for Medicaid, there that's going to cause a penalty. But it's an application process that goes through the state, in every state, but it happens to be a joint state federal program. So,
you know, I think some good advice that you gave, Brad, was make the long-term care thing, or the elder law thing, for lack of a better way of putting it, as part of your estate planning process. Is there anything else we should know about estate planning and, you know, elder law and all that?
Well, I think estate planning is obviously a very important thing. Unfortunately, I see some families do some horrible things to each other when they get into dealing with someone's estate. It's a very emotional time when someone, you know, when generally it's a parent that passes away, and you know, it's very emotional, and then you put money on top of that, and it's just hard to, you know, people's reactions don't necessarily come out the best. It's just a hard situation to go through, and if there's any underlying ill will towards any siblings or anything like that, it tends to come out. So I think a good estate plan will help eliminate any of that, and will help allow the family to go through a very stressful probate process without having to worry about, you know, what mom and dad wanted to do with their money. It's all written out, and, you know, a lawyer can step in and actually handle the procedure, which is confusing in and of itself. It's, unsurprisingly, when you go into court, it gets a little confusing. And so I think an estate plan, you know, to top it off, just helps your family in the long run. It takes a lot of pressure off their shoulders when that time comes, when a parent or loved one passes away, and they have to go through the emotions of losing someone, but also the stress of going into court, which, any way you slice it, is stressful. So,
yeah, okay. Our guest today has been Bradley Boyum with the Boyum Law Firm in Omaha. He's an estate planning attorney. Brad, how can we reach you?
A few ways. Obviously, a phone. My phone number direct to the office is 402-991-5410. Website is Boyum Law. It's BOYUMLAW, BoyumLaw.com. And there's email addresses available there. So those are the two easiest ways to get in touch with me. My office is in West Omaha, 144th and Dodge. So it's easy to find.
Yeah, that's I'm in Omaha as well. Yeah, that is an easy area to get to and to find. So, well, hey, Brad, thanks for being our guest today. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Steve. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Ask the Expert with Steve Sleeper. Join us next time as entrepreneurs and professionals share their intriguing stories of success and service.